Blog Talk Radio.
Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God is awesome. Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Can you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
God is awesome. Yes, sir. Praise God. My brother, he's awesome. My brother, he's sometimes you just gotta put a name to him, but boy, when he really have touched your life, man, brother man, you just wanna say he's awesome. You know, he's a deliverer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I learned this showtime, boy. You're gonna have to call on him, brother Randy, especially if you say that's your Lord and Savior. You're gonna have to call on him, man. And I love this part of the game, you know what? Because you gotta serve him for yourself, brother Randy. You gotta serve him for yourself. You gotta lift up the hand of the Lord and say, Lord, have thy own way, Lord. Lord, use me wherever how you wanna use me, you know. I just wanna be in your service, you know. Sometimes, Brother Randy, we just have to, you know, I know you did it yesterday by all the praise and worship, but, you know, it's all right to lift up the name of the Lord, man, you know, because he didn't have to do it this morning, brother. He didn't have to wake us up and start us on this day. I know you hear me often say, Brother Randy, that it wasn't nothing on yesterday, man. You know, you might do a lot of kind things yesterday, but it was God's grace and mercy, man, that allowed us to be in his presence right here today. You know what I'm saying, my brother?
My.
I thank him for God's plan, you know, how it's stretching us every time that we get on, man. I thank him for how he He's moving across one as we touch and agree with one another. You know, as we try to get into God's word and read, and even in worship. You know, I've learned that. And I learned this too, not just recently, but we are the church. We are the temple of God. You know what I'm talking about? Wherever you are taking that temple, man, only God knows, you know. But I know one thing about it. I want to serve him until he calls me home. I'm like Job. He said, I want to serve him until my change come, you know. He got my appointed time, Brother Randy. You know what I'm saying? You mean God knows the end date of all of us, man. Ain't nothing. We can't fool God. But you can fool man, though. Can I get a witness? You can fool man. That's what I'm talking about. You can fool man, Brother D. You can fool him, you know.
Hey, Brad, all my appointed time, man.
Yeah,
wait a minute, Brad. Now, wait a minute. When I said my appointed time, that means that time has been set aside already.
Already
that's been predestinated. That's been predestinated. Joe said, all my appointed time. I'm going to wait.
All my appointed time.
I'm gonna wait
till my change comes.
Change comes. Yeah. Right.
Can you imagine? Hey, Brother D, I like how you put it. Cause he knew he was going through some hardship. He had lost his kids. He lost all his cattle. Yeah. He lost it. He even had his own wife come to him and tell him what.
Crazy. What would you just curse him and die?
Just go curse him and die.
Stop doing yourself like this. Stop treating yourself like this. Go on and curse him and die.
Yeah.
And you know something, bro? The Lord just dropped this over while we talking. Even though she said, look at what she said. She said, "Won't just go on and curse him and die." I'm gonna say that again. Won't just go on and curse him and die.
Yes, sir.
You see what you're saying? Won't you just go on and curse him and die? She didn't say just curse him. She didn't say get angry with him. She said, you're going to die if you curse him. So we're just going to curse him and die.
Yes, sir.
In other words, what you're really saying is, you telling me, and I'm ignoring to yourself, you telling me that you know he almighty too.
Woo.
Told you really telling me. You let me know. Why don't you go on and curse him and die?
And die.
You know, you saying like I'm going to do it instantly. As soon as I curse him, I'm going to die. So you really telling me that he's almighty. And you know it.
Yeah.
No, I'll wait. I'll wait.
There you go.
I'll wait.
I like that.
Yes, sir. I'll wait.
He said, woman, you speak foolish.
I'm foolish.
He said,
you don't even sound like my wife.
How are we going to reap the good? And when bad comes, we turn our back on the Lord.
Hey,
Brother D, I'm telling you something. It's a good day to get on board. You know what I'm talking about? It's a good day to get on board, Brother D. Somebody talking about, why you say that? Because anytime you got blood
on your vein,
boy, you can get in there, man. I don't care. See, one thing about Jesus, he died for it. Oh, I know him right about it. He died for it. He ain't worrying about Jesus. He did this and done that. Hey, but you know what? Jesus died for it. Don't let nobody hold you to sin. I want to leave this with you today. We're going to come in Matthew 17 today, Brother D, we're gonna tap a little
Matthew
bit. We're gonna go on Matthew 17. Yeah, we're gonna try to hold on the mule a little bit, you know. And before we go, man, I'm gonna pray before we get in there. Matthew 17, if you're trying to get there. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humble to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with our hearts open up to thee, Lord, asking you, Father God, to have our own way, Lord. Lord, as we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. If there's anything that's not pleasing to your sight, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord. Lord, remove our unknown sins that we don't know nothing about, Lord. The things we think we hide, Lord, we ask you to forgive them as well, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless this whole service today, Lord, with your spirit, Lord. Cover your people that they hear your word, Lord. And when they hear the word, they want to try to apply it in their life, Lord. They try to counsel themselves as they go down this Christian journey, Lord. Lord, move in your ears of your people's heart, Lord, that they want to just lift up your name today, Lord. We're hearing the songs that you mighty, Lord. You awesome, Lord. So we want to just send up a praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord. We thank you for all what you already done and about to do right now, Lord. So hide deep behind the cross, Lord. That when people hear the voice, they hear you, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother D? Anybody else listening? Yeah, hey, brother, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell you, boy, the Holy Spirit is really on this God's plan, because you know what? Anytime you're trying to do something for the Lord, the adversary always try to creep in. You know what I'm talking about? He'll try to slide on in, you know. But let me tell you something. The victory belongs to who? He defeated this. He defeated this a long time ago, man.
Yes, sir.
And we're supposed to hold on to the blood stain. They told me when I was young, you got to hold on to the blood stain.
The blood stain, man.
You got to hold on to it. Without, you got to tear it, man.
Yes, sir.
You got to tear it. You got to hold on when nobody else don't want to hold on. Sometimes, Brother D, you might have to walk along. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Let me read this first verse. You see what I'm talking about. Sometimes you gotta get beside. You know, Jesus had to get along one time, but let's read a little bit here. Let's read a little bit. Yeah, he had to. Watch this here, brother. Matthew's. I'm reading for King James. Matthew's 17:1. And we're gonna read this thing. And we're gonna try to get some understanding here with this and the Holy Spirit. Watch this here. And after the sixth day, Jesus take Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up to a high mountain. Look at this here. Now you know I ain't gonna run through this. Jesus took the ones he always take everywhere with him. That's James, Peter, James, and John. He always take them with him everywhere he went. Also, he brought them a little closer than he did the other 12. But this time, he was taking them to a higher mountain. You know, he should have gone higher with it. And look what he did, brother. This mountain was so high, it looked over. You know what I'm talking about? And Jesus already did something. Look what he did. He did like this here. 6 days after drilling his disciples, look what he did with the fact of coming up his death and his resurrection. Christ needed to get along with God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, do you ever want to get along with Christ? You know, you just want to, Lord, I got something for my heart. You know, I want you to come talk with me. So Jesus went a little higher, Brother D. You know what I'm talking about? And if you've been in the ministry long enough, when you start talking about death in resurrection,
yes,
and you talk about leaving this old side of this world and getting to the next side of the world, you know, you got to fix your heart and your mind. You know, I remember seeing a loved one, man. I'm not going to never forget this. Seeing my mother laying in that bed, right? And they told me, it was over, you know what I'm talking about? And I could tell she had focused herself to God. Oh, I know. I got something on the phone that I'm talking about. You can tell she had focused herself on God. You can see the eyes. You can see how they didn't transition out of that old life. You can tell they had got a glimpse of God. Because the Bible said any nomad can see God and live. I believe that. Once a person see God, he cannot stay. She or she cannot stay. Cannot stay. Now, look what he did. He went up there after talking about his death and rest, so he goes up a little higher, and he's taking his disciples with him again. Like I said, Peter, James, and John, and they climbed this mountain. Can you imagine them climbing that mountain, Brother D? Jesus told them they're going to die. They still don't understand the story yet, Brother D, but he took them, let's go a little higher. Let's go a little higher. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes people, you know, they got these trails. You know, I don't know what one to teach this, Brother D. They got this trail in life, you know, and some people run up mountains, you know what I'm talking about, and they get up in the mountain. Some people like to pray when they get way up there because they know Jesus did this. And look what he said. He said, this place was a chosen and important. It was a high mountain. It isolates the place where they would not be interpreted. It was a conduct of fitting for the belonging only with God. Look what it says right here. Four major things drove Christ to get along with God. Look what it was. The pressure of facing the cross, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and the pressure of bearing the cross, and the pressure of tested training. Look what it says. And the pressure of renewing. He had to take on all this because look what he's going to do. God's going to give him an out-of-body experience. Look where we at right now. I'm going to tie these two scriptures up again. And after the sixth day, you take Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up into a high mountain. and was transfigured before them. Look what he said now. I'm going to back up and say it again. And he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun. And his remnant was as white as light. I don't want to run through this because it's a meteor. When you come in the count of God, once you change your life, you don't remain the same.
Man.
you don't remain the same. Once you get an encounter with God, his Holy Spirit resides in you. You do not remain the same. You resist the old person and start following the new man. Watch me when I say this here. When you truly, Jesus, when he went to this mountain, the Bible said he transfigured before James, Peter, and John. He changed. His countenance changed, Brother D. It was a strong glory of God. I'm going
to
get that.
He changed it before they asked him a question.
There you go. he changed, though. You know,
yes,
the reason why I don't want to run by that, there's two, because a lot of people don't believe that you can have an out-of-body experience.
Exactly.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, this is an out-of-body. God was showing him because he changed. Now he wasn't the same person walking up there with them. Now they see something different. There's some change about him. His conscience has changed. Look what he did when he changed. Luke says it like this in 9. Watch me, y'all. Luke says, I'm going to give you one verse. Luke says it like this in 9 and 29. He said, as he prayed, the fashion of his conscience was altered, and his remnant was like white and glycerin. you know, he was in the garden and he was praying, and everything just changed. That's how God does it. See, he does us different now. Watch this here. But he was getting Jesus ready to go to what? Calvary. But watch this here. He's getting us ready to go to heaven. How you go to heaven? You got to change. It's got to be some things
change.
You don't want to do no more. You know, they ought to trick your spirit to try to do certain things in life. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you ain't going to make no mistakes.
Change.
I'm saying, counsel yourself. Talk to the Lord. Ask for strength where you're weak at, and he'll give it to you. You know, have somebody ever walk up to you? It's something different about you, Brother D.
Amen.
I ain't talking about, when I say something different,
I can't put my
God's
hand on it.
Presence.
It's something different about you.
Yeah, it's something different about you. Look at the mannerism, you know, the way you carry yourself. It's something different about you. And another person like, watch this here. You've been there, what do you say, that 1 John? And 4:1, he said, try the spirit by the spirit, where it be under who? Under God. He said, so when you come to a Christian and you come to someone following God and you talk to them, you're going to know it because y'all have kindred spirits. I got to teach you like this, buddy. You got kindred, it's a change in that. Like when you talk to a person, when you say God, man, if I'm a believer, it's gonna hit me in my heart. If you say Jesus, it's going to put something in my heart. It's going to have me say, oh, here go my brother. Oh, here go my sister.
One pastor's going to say,
you're tapping something now. You're tapping something. Look at here. Peter, look at that. Peter was one of the eyewitnesses of the majestic of John's vision in Christ in the Revelation. Look what he said. he described the glory of Christ as the sun is shining in his strength. Look what Revelation 1. And 16 says, Revelation 1 and 16. Watch what I see this, brother. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of the mouth, out of his mouth was a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as a sun shining in the strength. And look what he said. When I saw him, I fell at his feet dead. Look what he said. And laid at the right hand upon me, saying unto him, fear ye not. Look what he said. And I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am living forever. Amen. Watch this here. And I have the key of hell and death. you know what I'm saying? That's Revelation 1:16-18. You know, I like that part. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Because he took it. Yeah, he got it. He didn't. This is what he was getting ready for. This is why he was doing what he was doing. He was getting ready for cavalry, man. So watch this here, brother. I'm going to tie this up together so we can kind of push this thing a little bit, if you don't mind. Because he said his clothes had changed. He went up there with a different garment, but when he got in the presence of God, his clothes had changed so much. The sun, it was brighter than the sun, Brother D. It wasn't the same thing no more. It had changed.
Where is
it? It had changed.
Where is it? Shining brighter.
That's why I said, Brother D, it should be something different about a Christian. I might as well tell you, the book said we are peculiar people. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said we're called peculiar people. And when you say peculiar, that's something strange. There ain't no
strange about it. Yeah,
it's something different about this person. It ain't the same. You know? Yeah, it's something came over this person. Now watch this here, Brother D. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses. Now this is Elijah talking with him. And this is what the question was, Brother D. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If thou will, he said, look what I like this book. If thou will, make her three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. You know, I know Peter always was quick, wasn't he, man? He was quick to get in there and try
yes,
to
sir.
Get
yes,
out.
Sir.
You know, it was so quick. He wanted to get in there, you know. He saw a move. He said, "Well, I'm gonna get on in here, you know, because this is the right thing to do. I'm gonna ask the Lord." He said, "Since this, I see Moses. Now, watch this now. Moses is what? Moses went on to heaven, right? Watch this here. Mm-hmm. Elijah, what did he do? What did he do? He went up in the whirlwind.
Oh, yeah.
He went to what? He was with the heaven. Now they can transition down. Now Peter them see." Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah. Oh, it's in the book.
Uh-huh.
It's in the book.
Go on description.
He's talking.
Go on description.
And Peter seen this, Brother D, and Brother D, look what he did. He said, can we build a tavern for you? And a platform.
And then?
Can we build a for Moses? And can we build one
yes,
for what? Elijah.
Elijah.
See, we're not worried to be on the same playing field with y'all. We want to raise you up a little bit. That's what he was saying. Let's raise you up. But look at Jesus. Look, watch this here. Watch this here, brother. Look what he said in verse 5. Why he
why
yet?
He has it.
He said, why he yet? That's what King James said. Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, mm-hmm. and behold, a voice out of the clouds which said, this is my beloved son. I'm well. Hear ye him. That didn't sound right there. That didn't sound right there. He said, why he yet spake, y'all? How many of them in there? How many of them in there? And God spoke. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have God ever called your name before? You remember those calls? He knows my name. So watch this, Brother D. But you better know his name. You
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You better know his name. You know somebody. Because he said, why did you say, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of that cloud which says, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. I don't know, man. What God have to do to get some of our attention? What God has to do to get some of our attention? Again, Peter was doing. He felt like he was doing something right, Brother D. He felt like he was really talking that. And God said, "Hold up, hear me now." The clouds. Can you imagine the clouds came over, Brother D? Let's just get there for a minute. His cloud covered them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And as he covered them, a voice spoke out of the cloud and told them. He said, I am well pleased. How many times he told Jesus this? You remember when Jesus did? When he came out of the water, when he been baptized. When he came out of the water, and the angels of the dove sent it down on him like the Holy Ghost. And he said, here's my son, I'm well pleased. For he took a journey. You know what I'm saying? Even Jesus got encouraged.
Come on, brother. Come on now.
Jesus got encouraged. God encouraged Jesus. God encouraged Peter and James and John. That's what we're supposed to do for one another. Help me, Holy Spirit. We're supposed to encourage one another. We need to quit turning each other down. Maybe I don't understand the scripture like you do. That don't make you better than me. I still love God, too.
Name of Jesus.
We might not have the accolades like everybody else, Brother D. We might not have all the famous names that you see on the YouTube and virtual, you ready? But you know what? We still serve the same God. So we should turn each other down. Pray for one another. We need to stop turning each other down and lift up God, because that's who it's all about. The last time I read it. Let me read the title. I'm almost through, y'all. Look at the title. He says, behold, I broke. Look, he says, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased with. Hear ye him. I got to say this here. Are you listening to God? Are you listening to what he's telling Peter? He doing us the same thing. When you hear God's word, help me, Holy Spirit. When you hear God, when you reading and studying, doing your devotion, and you hear God counseling while you reading, man, stop and ask God, Lord, I feel the presence of you. Lord, what is in this scripture you want me to understand? Lord, if I'm not being patient, Lord, if I'm not being humble, if I'm not showing up love, Lord, what is it? I want to please you, Lord. And he's not telling you. You know what we're talking about? We're not telling you, Brother D. He says, stand back. Oh, hear me. Sometimes we fight for God. But what he told us, stand back and watch the salvation of the Lord. You ever been into the tribulation and you threw your hands up and in the air. Just do like this.
He said, if you withdraw.
If you withdraw.
Where would I go?
But look what happened, brother. After they heard him, and after they heard all this good sin, look what happened in verse 6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and was what? So afraid. You know, they say, well, you kind of slow. You need to speed up a little bit. There's some things you have to emphasize in God's word. God wants us to, when he comes in, when God comes in your life, and he's speaking to you, he wants us to be humble, man. Now, these guys, they seen something they have never seen before, somebody speaking out of cloud. And they hear and say, hear ye, they got afraid of the atmosphere. Help me, Holy Spirit. they heard God. And what they did, they fell on their face afraid. Remember, I'm going to tell you something. One time, God came to me one time, right? And then when he came to me, he came through again. I was sitting down. I had just preached, man. And late on that night, he had came to me. And he was talking to me through my pastor, right? And he was sitting in a seat like, you know, you ever been to Washington, D.C.? You ever been down there with Abraham when he could sit in that chair up there, you know? It seemed like he was sitting like a judgment seat. That's what it seemed like he was.
Right.
And when he was sitting there, I could see him, and he was talking, but I couldn't understand him. You know what I said? I couldn't understand him. And so all of a sudden, a light came out of his eye. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And this light took over his whole body. And then all of a sudden, I saw the shape of a beard on his face. Now, I knew it wasn't my pastor no more. You know, and he started, hey, hold on, watch what I do when I say this here. When that took over, you know what I did, brother? First thing I did, I put my face to the ground and said, Lord, forgive me. If I said anything wrong, if I did anything wrong, you know what he told me? He came to me again. He said, he told me, this has been some years ago, though, brother. He said, you don't have light, brother. Oh, help me. I got a witness on the phone, too, brother. Remember him right here with me. He said, you don't have a light. This is what God told me. He said, but your pastor got that light. You hold on to his feet, and soon you will get that light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, soon you will get that light. So I'm saying, I know how to teach. I know how to preach. What is he saying? But I didn't have it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about? And soon he showed it to me one day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you got to have an encounter with God when you get in this thing. When you start mounting that pulpit, or you start teaching God's word, or you just witnessing somebody, or you trying to be a representative of Christ, you got to have a visitation from God, man. I believe God had to speak to you to get you equipped. That's what he was doing at Jesus at this time. Stay with me now, because if you follow me a little bit, the disciples seen this. The disciples seen it, and they fell down, their face to the ground, and was sorry. And Jesus, look what verse 7 says, and Jesus came and touched them, help me, Holy Spirit, and said, arise. and be not afraid. Only Jesus can do this here, brother. Only Jesus can do this here, man. You hear what I said? Only Jesus can do this here. These guys was, hey, man, when you get in the presence of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you get in the presence of God, you can't remain the same. What you do, when you get in the presence of God, if you ever been in the atmosphere with God, really in that church, you feel a different anointing. You feel a different a power of the Holy Ghost. And what somebody know what I'm talking about. You want to just lay prostrate for the Lord, and you want to surrender to him. You want to just lift up all the greatness off of you. Look what he did. Jesus saw him there laying down, and he touched them, Brother D. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he touched him, what the Bible said, he said, arise and be not afraid. Have God ever touched you? Oh, keep walking in here. Have God ever touched you? Have he ever put his hands on you and you felt his touch? Hey, have you ever been in the presence of God and hold up, watch this, feel a breeze. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You feel a breeze come by. Or you've been there and you feel like you got bumped. Oh, I know I'm sounding like a witch. You think I'm a witch, Doc. But boy, when you've really been connected to God, he's going to come to you in another way. A lot of folks ain't probably can't ready for. They call it spiritual level. Help me, Holy Spirit. Spiritual level is as you teach. Help me as you preach, as you witness. God will be there to help you. But watch this here. We have to be willing servants to be want to be helped. See, God want to use He used a wretched man like me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Man, this fit to be saying what I'm saying right now. I'm talking about a wretched man like me. Because I'm going to tell you something, but I know I'm right about it. Hey,
he only wants the good, bro. He only wants the rich. He don't want the poor man.
Nah. If you knew my story, would you still listen to me?
Hey,
Brother D, if you really knew my story, so that's what I'm saying. They had got an encounter, Brother D, and Jesus didn't want them to stay in that state, so he touched them and said, be not afraid. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said he stayed there for a while. You know why I stayed there for a while? Because God have touched somebody on this phone. I know he have, if you're walking with him. You're not going to get on this phone this early in the morning, listen to the word, and God ain't never touched you. Oh, I know right about it. God have touched you, and he wants you to hear him. He wants you to hear him and resist what he's not. See, he wants us to love him. Not just when not when it's comfortable to us. Even when it's not comfortable with it, when it's uncomfortable. Have you ever been in a situation, Brother D, when you know it had to be God to get you out of?
In the name of Jesus.
It wasn't because you had the ABCs, but it wasn't because it wasn't because you had the ABCs.
Yes,
but now watch this, D. I'm almost home, brother. Watch this here. And Jesus came. I'm a student of this. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise, be not afraid." And when they look, what it said, and when they had lift up their eyes and they saw no man, and save Jesus only. Look what he's saying out here. And look what he said. And as they came down from the mountain, and Jesus charged them and said, tell, watch this now, the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Now watch this here. They heard a voice. Jesus touched them, and they know they don't see nothing no more. Moses gone, or Elijah gone, and they don't see nobody no more. And Jesus told them, as they were going down this mountain, he charged them. He said, do not tell anybody. See, at that time, he told them that. Don't tell nobody what you have seen until I rise from the dead. From death. That means until he go to Calvary and rise from the dead. See, we know the end of the story. We know he risen. We believe that he risen if you're a believer of Jesus Christ. And Jesus telling them right now, don't go tell nobody. He told them then that time. Now he telling us to go tell everybody. He wants us to go out there and tell everybody. You don't have to have a title behind your name or front of your name and tell somebody about Jesus. All you got to be is a willing servant that want to spread God's gospel. Watch this here. The Bible says we are ambassadors of Christ. What that means, we are a representative of Christ. So when we bring in God's word, look at here, help me, Holy Spirit. When we bring in God's word, the people should see God. They should feel Jesus. They shouldn't feel us. Because you know why? Because that's why a lot of preachers and pastors get lifted higher than God. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Oh, I say that? Because he wants us to what? lift up his son. When we lift his son, Brandon talked the other day, we should be like Moses with that serpent. When we mention Jesus, lifting him up. Are you lifting him up today? Are you being that spirit that God can use? You know, I'm talking about, I like this first Corinthians, I mean, second Corinthians. Watch this second Corinthians I read. 2 Corinthians 3:6, and we almost home to it. Look here. 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who also had made us, look what it said, able minister of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kill, but the Spirit give life. You hear what I said? He said, the letter kill, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministration of death, he says, written in graphic in stone, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfast behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which the glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather be glory? You know, I love this part. When God's word come in like this, he should be lifted up. And as he be lifted up, he can draw men unto him. You know, you can read all day you want to, but boy, until you get tapped into that Holy Spirit, until you allow God to minister to your heart when you listen to his word, the change won't happen. It'll be just like information, like you read a novel or something. But this book we read now is more just a novel. It can change your life. It can change your way about doing things. Not saying you're not going to never make no mistake, but boy, I tell you, the closer you get to this word, the closer you start putting it in your light of your pathway, the more you'll start having less mistakes. Now watch this. We're almost home. And the disciples asked him, verse 10, and this disciple asked him, saying, why then said the scribe that Elijah must first come? And Jesus said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already. And that, look what it said, and they knew him not, or oh, like this boy, but have done unto him whatsoever they listen. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples spoke unto them by John the Baptist. The Bible, they said in the Old Testament, said, before Christ come, for this Messiah come, Elijah had to come back first. He had to come back on this earth first. And if you read John over there, it tells you John the Baptist was one of the spirit of Elijah. So he made a way for Jesus even came. He was in the field and in the wilderness eating locusts with honey on it and making way for Jesus to come. And he said, it's going to come a man. You know, I baptize you with water. You know what I'm talking about? But it's going to be a man come. Now, I'm not worthy to even unlace his shoes. Not even baptize him, but he's going to baptize you with the fire in the Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When I think about the Holy Ghost, when I think about, you know, the salvation is there. You know, 1 Peter 1:10 says, of which salvation the prophet had inquired and searched diligent, who prophesies of the grace that should come unto you. Search what matter of time the Spirit of Christ which is in them is sanctified and will testify beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Jesus is going to come. That's 1 Peter 1:10-11. Jesus is going to come because they've been prophesying this. Now they're understanding that he's here because Jesus explained it to them so plainly that Elijah already had came. And they answered, so it must have been John. John had already set the plan for it because they heard John preach before Jesus even came on the scene with them. And they believed what just had said. You know, I love about this lesson. That's the last verse. What I learned about this lesson that you're gonna have an encounter with God. And your encounter with God, you got to ask. Somebody said, "Is there a place where the righteous could be able to counsel with the Lord?" Yes, it is. Is that a place where you can find love with the Lord? Yes, it is. I love this part. When you're really traveling this earth, you're gonna need the Lord, mm-hmm. Reverend. You're gonna need him along this way. You know, You know, somebody said, watch out. You know, what you mean by that? I mean, if you really want God to speak to you or visit you, open up your heart.
Yes, sir.
And ask God to come in. Ask God to come in and touch your heart, Brother Henry. You know why I say that, Reverend Henry? Because we got to have our own personal relationship with God. We got to take time
out.
Because the Bible says, search out your own salvation. Much as I'm doing what I'm doing right now, you have to take on your own hand to serve God. You have to take time out and ask God to be Lord of your life. You have to be the one to ask God to enter in your heart. You know, I don't think we can do, brother. We can do this all day. Watch this, Reverend. We can do this all day. You know, everybody, here we do this. We go to Romans, right? And when we go to Romans 10 and 9, we're always. But I think it's been read so many times, and some people just have a ear. They don't hear the Spirit. Now this is simple. I'm gonna read it just like it reads. Romans 10 and 9, he said that,
yes, sir,
that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy, heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what the book says.
Yes, sir.
He didn't tell you to go to no college. He didn't tell
all
you.
Right.
Don't get your research from off the line. The Bible says if you confess out of your mouth and you believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Then the scripture went on and said, but with the heart of man, half woman and man, believe it unto righteousness. And with the mouth, he confessed. Look at here, it's made unto salvation. Brother Abraham, let me tell you something. That's what happened to Abraham.
Talk.
Abraham's faith got counted unto righteousness. It wasn't what he did.
Mm-hmm.
It was his faith that got him called David. Come here, David. David was a killer. David was a whoremonger. He did all these things. God said, he's a man after my own heart. You know, so quit looking at people and sitting people to hell. You don't have the key to nail one of them. Heaven up here. What you need to do is work on your own self. If you see your brother and sister falling, pray for them. If you can't minister to them, point it to somebody can minister to them. Don't cast pearls on them. Don't stomp them. Because look how short the time is. The Bible said the adversary is accusing the brother daily, day and night. That's over there in Revelation 12. He before God and said, look at Reverend Henry. Look what he's doing, God. Look what he's doing. And he's doing it day and night, Reverend Henry. You know what he do? Look, check this out, Reverend Henry. What happened? Jesus said he overcome by the blood. He overcome. So I'm telling you now, I'm not saying you can just live any kind of way. God forbid.
Right.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm telling you, consider God. Once you consider God, once you stay connected to Jesus Christ, I'll stand with you all the way through it. But you will see his face, and he'll say, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a little thing, Brother Reverend Henry. Come on up, I'm going to make it over. And then that might not work for you. You might want to go to John. That didn't work. John 14. You know what, Brother Henry? That didn't work for you, did it? Huh?
Come on now.
That might didn't work for you, bro. You might want to go to John 14 with me right quick. And what did he say? He said, let not your heart
be
troubled. You believe in God. That's what he said, right? I'm still dealing with that. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Now, I'm right there with that because I know when you believe in God, you can't believe in God and not believe in Jesus because they won.
Yes, sir.
Can I say it again? You can't believe in Jesus, don't believe in God. Look what happened when the cloud came over Peter, James, and John. They feared them because they heard the voice. But Jesus came over there and touched them. They'd be not afraid. Rise. You know what I'm talking about? That's the same guy. They work together. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Redman? He said, look, the reason why I say this, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, this is what he get.
Many.
I like this part because he get kind of he get a little sarcastic right here. If it was not so, I wouldn't have my tools. I go prepare a place for you. That's what he said. Now, I like what he did there because maybe it might be some dollars here. Don't believe it ain't going to be the many matches there. I just read it. He said, I believe in the application, man. I believe in the application.
Yeah.
I believe in the Bible. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so,
yeah,
I would have not told you. He said, I'm not going to lie to you. Jesus is reading now. And look what he said, brother. He said, I go prepare a place for you. And as I go and prepare this place for you, I will come again and receive you unto me.
Yeah.
Myself. Look what he said.
Yeah.
That where I am, there you may be also. Look what I like this part. And
oh,
whether
okay.
I go, you know, look what he said, you know in the way you know it. I'm telling you, he's trying to speak something in him because he's going to go to the Capitol, man. He's speaking something to him. He's trying to encourage him. You're going to go through some stuff, Peter,
yeah,
James, and John. You're going to go through something, Reverend Him and the listener. You're going to go through some stuff, but don't turn your hand on God. Keep your hand in the mouth.
There you go.
Whatever you don't need,
yeah,
have faith. Believe it, man. This dude like this here, that's some crazy faith. What I mean by that, I mean you can believe when everybody else turned their back on it. You know what I'm talking about? You steady believe that he did it. He turned around that you got a resource to get to heaven. What I mean by that, because one of these guys asked a question, brother. What's that? Thomas said unto him,
come on.
Lord,
come on,
we know
now
not whether thy goal is, and how can we know thy way? Thomas,
yes,
you know, he might be like me, you know. I want to ask this question. You know, you didn't say all this. We don't know where you're going. How do we know we don't know that Jesus said unto him, brother? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. If you ain't happy now, I don't know what, let me do this again. If you had known me, Reverend Henry, and should have known my Father also, and for henceforth you had known him, what? I have seen him. Paul, help me, Holy Spirit. He encourages us. He encourages us to stay connected to him, man. He don't want us to be attached to him. He said, if you believe in me, Thomas, he said, Eric, he said, believe in me, you're going to know the way. You know why? Because try thy spirit, by the spirit, where it be under God. Because many false prophets have went out. As many people have went out and saying they're Jesus. As many people went out and said, I'm here, but that's not the one. Because you know why? You're going to know it's Jesus because when he come back this time, that second day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, he's going to reign for that 1,000 years. And you know what? That's going to be a great tribulation then. Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
If you ain't got caught up in the wind with them, who left, they're going to have to make a choice. Y'all know they're talking about that chip.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about that chip. They're going to put in your fingers and your toes and in your eyes. And all. Hey, man, anytime someone tell you you have to take this and buy and sell, if you don't, you won't be able to do it. Trust me, if they tell you this now is God, that's when it's messing up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
they
sir.
They tell you this now is God. When they tell you, you need to serve this guy, the 666, as we call him. You know, we call him Satan. If you serve him, you better do all these things. I'm telling you right now, you disnouncing God. Now, it's going to come a time. Man, he's going to have to choose one day. He's going to have to choose, Brother D. He's going to have to choose one day. He's going to choose, Brother D, who he's going to serve.
Yeah,
he's going to pick up and trust who he's going to serve.
Actually, bro, that's basically what Nebuchadnezzar did when Daniel read the writing on the wall, didn't he? He told me, he said if you read it for me, that big word go again. If you do it, he said, I'll make you a third ruler of my kingdom. I dress you in clothes of scarlet.
That's it.
He was really trying to get Daniel to denounce God.
That's why we're talking about.
I'm read his father right. You can keep it.
That's it. Hey, brother, that's why we know once you get connected with God, once you get connected to his son, you can't separate it from him. Watch this here. The Bible said nothing can separate me from the love of God.
Love of God.
No height, no depth, no trial, no persecution.
Yeah.
No, he said nothing can separate me from the love of God. Only thing can separate you from God when you walk away from him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You walk away from God.
You know I'm a stigma of words. You know
that. Yes,
sir. I like what it says. Nothing can separate me from the love.
That's it.
See,
Now, look what it said now. Nothing can separate me from the love.
That's not that you can't separate
me from God, but you can separate me from love. See, I can act the biggest fool in the world and walk away from God, but he's going to still love me. He said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. But I like what Brother Eric said earlier in the sermon. See, he says, once you have that out-of-body experience with God, you don't want to be separated from the love of God.
There you go. There you go.
You don't want to be separated from God. Okay, that's when it really ties in. He said, nothing can separate me from the love. Okay, if nothing can separate me from the love, and I don't want to be separated from him, are we tied together for life, man?
Can't nothing
unclean enter. He won't dwell in an unclean temple. So if nothing can separate me from the love, I don't want to be separated from God. I got to do what?
Mm-hmm.
Just what the Lord said do.
That's what he said.
I got to come in there. It all adds up. Nothing can separate me from the love.
Hey, when you say that, when you was talking, I some kind of way I went to Psalm 51. We almost did, y'all. I just feel pretty good.
Come on.
Some kind of way I went to Psalm 51, you know. When you said that.
Yes,
I did in my mind, you know, I run the Psalm 51 came in my mind. Look at the Psalm. Look at the Psalm. This old David, man, you know, he didn't have his old cave, running from Bathsheba, you know, he didn't did all the food. Look what he said, Lord. He said, have mercy upon me, God, according to thy loving kindness. That's what you told me, Brother D. You said that. According to my loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out my transgression.
Transgression. Yes,
he said, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. From my sin." He said, "For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin ever before me." He said, "Against thee, watch this now." Oh, he's up there. He's talking to the Lord now. He said, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that I might justify when thou speakest." And clear, when thou judges. But when you could just ask God, look at me. Look at me, Lord.
Yes,
look at me, Lord.
Look at me,
Lord. I've done so much wrong, Lord. Lord, I'm coming to you, Lord, for repentance, Lord. I ask you, Lord, you search my heart so much that, Lord, I put it all at the altar. I put it all out there, Lord. I'm not leaving nothing uncovered. Lord, I ask you, because I know when I speak, you're going to judge clearly. Because that's how he does it. When God judges, see, you don't have to worry about it when God judges. You know why? He judges the saints right now. Oh, I know.
Yes,
he judges the saints right now. He judges us right now. That's what David was trying to do. Watch this, I'm almost through. Behold, I was sharp in iniquity. In the sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity. In the sin did my mother conceive me. You know, look where we at now. He came into sin. Watch this here. We came into sin. We were born in sin. We were saved in iniquity. That's what he was saying. He said, we come with this wickedness. That's what iniquity is. Have you ever been wicked before, brother? I answer for you. I have. Before he changed me.
I should.
Say, but look what he did. Look what he did in verse 6. Behold, desire truth in the inner part, in the hidden part, shall make me known wisdom. Look at this. Now, this is when we get out of here. I'm going to throw the book when I do this one. Catch it when I tell it. He said, purge me. Hiss him.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It shall be clean washing, and I should be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones, which thou hast broken, my rejoice. When I look at that, man, do you want God to search you that much? And somebody said, because I still like to cuss. I still like to cheat. I still like
Greg, you can't stop, Greg. You gotta keep going, Greg. You can't stop.
He's trying to give it all to him. I just laid it to the Lord. Because look what he said. He said, hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquity.
Oh, God.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God. and renew what? A right spirit within me. Cast me not out of my presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I can stop there. You know, watch this. Now, watch this now. You see, he said, Holy Spirit. I'm in the King James, right? He said, don't take this.
I dare you to read 12.
You know I'm coming there. Once you surrender like he had, right? He said, don't remove you. I mean, I know you see my negligence. I know you see all my wrongs I did when I got this child from Bathsheba. That's what you're talking about. I know you see I put the man on the front line and got him killed. I know that's what you see, Lord. Don't remember that, Lord. I want you to forgive me for that. And then he told him, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. How many of you want your Holy Spirit taken from me? You want that counselor. You want that comforter. You want that one to help you in a time such like this. Watch this, brother. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit.
Of whose salvation?
Restore unto me thy joy, thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You know, that's what he wants to do. Don't you know God don't force nothing on you? Oh, help me, Spirit. He's not going to force himself on you.
Yes, sir. That's why he said,
Yes, sir.
Any man, let me in.
Yes, sir.
It shouldn't be that good. I say it don't stop at 12 or 13. It's so interesting. It's just so interesting.
Should be converted unto thee. Deliver me.
They're gonna see all the dirt that I was and see what you did for me.
I can be an example. Look what he said. He got personal with this next one. He said, deliver me from the blood guiltiness of God. Thou God of my salvation and my transgression. Look what he said. Thou transgression. Can I do it again? Because I like that poem about this here. Look what he said again. He said, deliver me from thou guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of what? Thou righteousness. He said he's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to go out there, he's going to spread it, and he's going to tell the goodness of the Lord, and it's going to come from him. Because he know he what? He set him free. Look what he did. He said, O Lord, open thy mouth. Look, he said, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desire not the sacrifice, that's what I would give. If thou delight not the burnt offering, look what he said, the sacrifice of God, or broken spirit, or broken of the
comforted
heart. Oh God, thou will not despise. I'm hitting my. Hey, you ever been reading and it's like, Lord?
Yeah, hit yourself.
You're speaking to me, Lord.
You're speaking to me, Lord.
I got to keep reading, man, because I'm chopping myself up, man. You got some band-aids over there? You got some band-aids? Let me get some band-aids. Yes, get some band-aids over there.
Just personally with yourself, over here, man.
You get that whooping. He said, do good. Do good and thou good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the wall of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be blessed with the sacrifice of righteousness, with the burnt offering of the whole burnt offering. Then shall thou offer a bullock up unto thy altar. Man, I read this every time I read. I know this thing. I don't read this thing 100,000 times. Every time I get it, it still feels the same thing. How it come to me in my heart and said, I can take David's name off, put Eric there. I can take Eric's name off there, put Brother D there. I can take my name, put Reverend Henry there. I can take
put your
name on there and say, Lord, remove me, Lord. That's what he was saying, remove me, but don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Let me have that free spirit you got, you know. I messed up. Lord, can I get back on your road with you again, Lord? Can I get back in here, Lord? Yeah, they talk about me, Lord. They call me this and thus and that. But you know what, I know you're a healer. I know you're a deliverer. Watch this here. And I know you're a payway too.
You know something I like about it, Brad? I like the way made it personal with the Lord in verse 4. He let God know, God, look at God. I'm not even trying to fool you no more. I know I done did wrong. I sinned against you. and you own
Come
it.
On. Yeah.
You own the half, I see it. He said, that's but right. if you wash me, if you just cleanse me. See, that's why I'm so glad that when he hung on Mount Calvary, I was right there with him.
Yes, sir.
Even
yes,
though I'm just 61 years old, and I know he was out there, was over 2,000, but I was right there with him. And see, the reason I knew I was there, because, see, Elias was right there.
Yes, sir.
Backbiters was right there.
I was right there with him.
And you just have to come to you. So, Lord, if you cleanse me, then I can go out here and be a witness for you. And these people out here in this world, Lord, these sinful people out here in this world, they can see a dirty no good for nothing, Brother Eric. They can see a no good for nothing, Brother D. Witness for you. And then they can look back and say, look, if God, look, Lord, if you clip that joker up, I ain't know what the bad as he was. I could just imagine what you'd do for a joker like me.
Hey, watch that. Watch this. I'm glad you said it like that. Watch this here. See, that's what's going on. A lot of people, they got that mirror and turned it the other way. You know what I'm talking about?
They won't look at it.
Watch this here.
In the name of Jesus, thank God.
Surely the Lord will pay off after a while.
I can't pay off right now. You know, really it had once you change your life.
Yeah, I was saying you got paid right then.
Once you forgive,
start paying.
Yeah, once you forgive,
start paying right then. Yes, sir.
Yeah, start paying off right then. Stay with the ship, man. Stay with the ship. Let me do this here, brother.
Hey, Brett, if you don't believe in the payoff, I'm sorry, but I got to get this right quick. If you don't believe in the payoff, look what he's saying now. You know, when you go to the store, you get something, you go to buy something, it's new, you bought it new. He said, created me a clean heart. So he's paying off right then, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you good.
Like, I'm paying out right then. Serving the Lord. Wish you would pay out. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You can.
Ooh-hoo.
Yes, sir. If there's anybody else wanted to say something, wave a hand or one prayer, because, you know, this is Friday. It ain't going to be the end of the day with serving God. We just want to, before we get out to the, and God say the same, we'll be back next week, Monday. But if you want prayer, you want to testify, or you want, you know, just want to wave your hand, you know, you can hit the one button. We'll bring you on in, you know, and allow you to sign in if you want to at this time. You can do it whenever you're ready. You know, we thank God for everybody to come out to listen, you know, time after time, you know, to see how God really is working with the soul, you know, because it's really blessing the soul. You know, we believe, we just believe in the scripture. Revelation said, when you reach one, you know, one, he said, all the angels, when they come back to him, he said, all the angels rejoice when you come on in, you know. So we want to open it up for anybody want to testify. Want prayer? I just want to say, wave your hand. You can hit the one button, and now we'll keep pushing.
Remember,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I may, can I say a little something?
Come on with it, man.
I love how David, he looked at himself first. You know. When we consider ourselves, you know, sometimes ain't nobody in the room right but us. but when we look at ourselves, you know, Lord, I ain't much, but I present to you myself. I believe we remind him. We remind him of what Jesus did for us.
That's
you know,
it.
Jesus
That's
presented.
It.
Jesus presented his body in a as a living sacrifice.
Right.
David, I love how as he said, created me a clean heart, O God.
Yeah.
And renew
a
right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with a free spirit. Then, if you do that, I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. That's our whole job.
That's the job.
You know,
that's the ministry.
Clean me up that I may be a vessel, that I may, you know, that you can use me. But, you know, you can't use me if I'm dirty. You can't, you know. I can come to you dirty, but you can clean me up, and I can be a vessel for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, Lord. Oh, you know, I ain't much, but I present my life. know.
Yes, sir.
Jesus gave up his body for us, but we should do likewise for him. I deny myself. You know. That I may be a vessel for you. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, that boy. That's a good one. That's a good one. Brother Nutty?
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. Eric, I'm just going to say this today. From when you started to the end, I'm a living witness. And, you know, if people that know me, that really know me from back in the day, they see a difference, and they tell me I'm different.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I felt the difference, Lord, when I got in the church and started understanding church, not just
come
going
up
to church and sitting up in there because I was made to go. But when I went in there and I started actually hearing the preacher, not listening to the preacher, I started hearing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of time we go in there and we just listen. And
Right.
But, I might, people say it ain't paying off. It paid off with me because I started feeling better about myself. I stopped letting a lot of things stress me. I still have some issues I'm going through, but, man, I'm just going to tell you, it pays off. It's working.
Yes, sir.
I still have some struggles,
sir.
But, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to give today.
That's
you
the
know,
way. That's
people
the
that know it's a few people on here that know me and know the old me, and the old me was a firecracker. Put it that way.
Boom.
Loose cannon.
Yeah.
Boom. Mm-hmm. But yes. It pays off. I haven't been as sick as I used to be. There's a lot of stress.
You got it, man.
You just
yeah,
don't
you
know.
It, yes, sir.
You just
yes,
don't
yes,
know.
Sir. Oh, yeah, we know. We can hear it in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the Holy Spirit using you right now, because when you got the love of God, man, and you can sit there and say what you said boldly, you converted sinners their way, because if you did it for nothing, if you did it for if you did it for real,
mm-hmm.
surely do it for me, you know. And then I'm going to do like this here. Don't wait nobody's sin either. Like your sin is more lighter than the heaven. Because in God's eyes, all sins are the same. And
yes, sir.
So don't be saying, well, none of them was a liar, and I was a killer. None of them, no. The same judge is going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So we had to ask God for, look at us through Jesus. Look at us through Jesus. Look at us through Jesus. I'm going to say it one more time. Look at us through Jesus. Don't look at us through nobody else but Jesus. Because that's what he said, we overcome by the blood of our testimony. You know, that lamb, you know, that lamb. Jesus. We wouldn't overcome because we've been on the phone right now. We overcome because Jesus done it, man. Because ain't nothing we did to be right here right today. Nobody. I don't care how long you've been in it. It had to be him dying for you, man. And you said a mindful more. You know, when you said that, that's it. That's personal there. Sometimes you got to get personal with another.
Mm-hmm.
You got personal with it, man. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. You know. Again, if anybody else want to say something or testimony, we if you're not, you know, you can hit the one button.
You got a hand up.
Yeah, I see. All right. Since you open.
But I got my sister and my mother. It was mother and sister. I never got a fever, but.
So family mother.
None of the other shit, but my mom said. A lot of that shit came from
I think she hit the one
button
by accident. Mhm. Well, okay. Then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's get us a prayer. Let's get us a little song. Get on out of here. How about that? Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for all the words that went up, Lord. Lord, if there's anything was misunderstood and wasn't explained right, wasn't presented right, Lord, we ask you to have your way in that, Lord, to help the understanding of you, Lord. Lord, let the Holy Spirit teach, Lord, like it always does, Lord. And, Lord, rightly divide it as well that they can understand it even when they go back and read some of the scriptures that we read, Lord. Lord, thank you for the testimony.
Yeah.
Thank you for the love that all we hear out through the whole thing. Even they might not say it openly, Lord, but we just want to thank you for the ones that came out to listen, Lord. Lord, we just pray for the sick and the setting in right now. Lord, we ask you, Lord, we know you're a healer, Lord, but just ask for God to be here, cover that one that's hurting, Lord, mentally, physically, and financially as well, Lord. Moving a mighty way, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to cover this prayer in the name of Jesus, Lord. Can we believe and think that you will heal?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we see you?
Hallelujah. Lord?
So, Lord, we ask you to move in a mighty way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we honor you, Lord.
Yeah.
We're going to ever try our best to lift you up, Lord. Wherever we come short, Lord, we ask you to give us strength to keep pushing, Lord, to come to you and ask you for forgiveness, Lord. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
He leads me beside still waters.
You
restoreth my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yeah.
Hurt me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord, deliver me.
Yeah.